Now a little detour down memory lane.
On the road around the corner, here's the place to go. The orange root of Howard Johnson's. Join the folks who know. Good food, good fun, kids count too. 28 flavors.
In the 1960s and 70s, Howard Johnson's was the largest restaurant chain in the country, a fixture of the American highway. Now the restaurants are almost all gone. One of the last three surviving Howard Johnson's eateries closed its doors yesterday in Lake Placid, New York. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann was there.
I'm coming back for that grilled cheese.
Howard Johnson's is going nuts as locals crowd in to get a last taste of ice cream and fried clams.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Could you seat, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Mike Butler and his dad, Ron, are working the floor one last time, greeting customers, doing what they've been doing for half a century.
I came to work here for the Brewster Girls, who built this restaurant in April of 1956.
That's Ron. He's a big, cheerful guy. A couple of years after starting here as manager, he bought the place. He was here when the chain was huge, and when Howard Johnson himself, the guy who started the franchise in the 1920s, was an icon of American business.
I knew Mr. Johnson Sr. He passed away in 1975. I can remember this one time, all the licensees got together and we bought him a Rolls Royce and we rolled it out at the Waldorf Astoria.
The home of good, good food is Howard Johnson. Now have Howard Johnson's.
The good times didn't last. In the 1980s, the chain, with its distinctive orange roofs and its 28 flavors of ice cream, began to falter, falling behind as competition grew, as other chains introduced fresher, more appealing menus. Until yesterday, this was one of the last three Howard Johnson's restaurants in the country. Ron says he survived as an independent business by putting in long hours and making it a family operation.
We were here every day, and we took care of business. And this was our life. We didn't have another life, right?
No.
Mike Butler says he started working here in the kitchen when he was 5 years old.
So I'd stand in a milk crate and butter the roll pans and get a quarter or something. And then
yeah, you didn't get much. I wasn't very generous.
So long after the national brand faded, Lake Placid's Howard Johnson's was a place you could bring a hockey team or a big family on a budget. On this last day, two gray-haired businessmen, Roby Politi and Wayne Feinberg, sit at the lunch counter eating clams. They say they came here as boys, then brought their own kids.
The landmark. Everyone has good memories.
I remember coming to the Friday night fish fry with my parents many, many times when I was little.
But after 58 years, the Butlers say they're ready to step away from the restaurant business. It's a tough industry with long hours and few vacations. Still, they say they loved being part of the brand, part of this chapter of American life.
Next up,
it's Howard Johnson's for a famous grilled and butter Frankfurt in a toasted roll.
With the closure of this Howard Johnson's restaurant, there are just two of the eateries left in the whole country, one in Lake George, New York, and another in Bangor, Maine. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Lake Placid, New York.
Howard Johnson's.